so I looked for a job and started working a hotel at first.
OC here in Victoria.
In Victoria, yeah. And then I'm getting things mixed up.
Yeah, I didn't hear it from us.
The job done at the hotel in James Bay,
mm-hmm.
when I got back, and I started taking classes at Camosun, and that is one thing that was really, really different for me, is the education system here. I just, in Europe, like when I was a teenager, you know, I didn't want to go to school and had no interest in it, and so that really limited me in what I could do, because either you learned a trade or you got education, but if you didn't do that, then you were a Hilfsarbeiter, right, more or less, and you could just do various jobs, but I wasn't very happy with that. So I went to Camosun. And I tried there to get my upgrading, but it was really difficult to do as well as working. And also the system there, you had to do everything, you know. You had to do your Latin, you had to do...
In Europe,
mm-hmm. yeah. And here I could just choose, and there was about 4 courses that I needed to do, and I had my grade 12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that really opened things up. And so I always took a few courses at a time, and then eventually got my teaching certificate. But it took me a long time to do. But at least I could do it while there. If you didn't decide when you were 14 what you wanted to do with your life, then it was pretty difficult to do it at a later stage. And that was really, really great here.
What were the classes themselves like compared to classes in Austria?
Well, it was fairly easy, you know. You know, there you had oral exams, and here it was either essay or multiple choice. So as long as you studied, which I did.
Well, like the language, they gave you some latitude too, didn't they? Because your English was hesitant at that time.
Well, I don't think they really gave me that latitude, but they gave me encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I still had to do everything. And I must say, I had very good editors, which was you and your mama.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I wrote an essay, then they would look it over and correct it, right? So.
Yeah, but I think some of the profs at Camosun sort of really, you know, said, well, this is what you needed, explained it. Very carefully.
But I think they did that for everybody.
Yeah.
They did that for everybody.
I think it was particularly, you know, there were Chinese kids and...
Not that many,
actually,
at the time.
You know, they did make an extra effort for people's second language.
Yeah, I think not that much, but they made a lot of effort to sort of make me feel welcome. I found at the time, you know, that I really liked the teachers at Camosun. So,
did you find that in Canada in general, that people were welcoming when you were a newcomer? Or?
They were, but it was way harder to get to know people. It was really easy to sort of get to know people a little bit, but to get to know people like you in Europe, you could meet somebody and become very close in a short time. That was a little bit more, people were a little bit more reserved, but they are all really, really friendly. And that actually was a bit confusing at first, because people would say, oh, and how are you today?
Mm-hmm.
And I took that, oh, this is a person that wants to know how I am, and I would tell them.
Yeah. Yeah.
But really, they didn't, you know. While in Europe, people tend to be sometimes almost rude. But, you know, if somebody is friendly, you know, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And at first I thought if somebody was friendly that it's real, and it's not always the case here.
Mm-hmm.
And that confused me at first, but but I'm used to it now,
mm-hmm.
to it myself now.
So how long were you in school at Camosun and at UVic?
Forever. Because, well, then I got pregnant and I had Martin, so it took some time off, and I was also working, and then I got you. So it was a few courses at a time over a long time period, so I didn't really graduate or get my teaching certificate till 1989, and then started. Well, it could have been a choice of staying here or going up north, because there were no teaching jobs in Victoria at the time. So I was subbing for quite a few years because there were no teaching jobs, or the teaching jobs always went to the people that got laid off the year before. So, yeah.
Did you find there were challenges in becoming a teacher, given that you were working in a second language and that the educational system here was new to you, or did you find you sort of fell into it naturally?
It was a little bit different because I didn't have the experience of going to elementary school or high school here. So that was, I had to go into practicums in school to really see how it is different than what my experience was from being at school.
And how is it different?
Well, that's a long story. It's also different time periods, right? So
what was your experience in school in Austria like, in elementary school?
Pretty good. Yeah, it was pretty good. I was always a good student. But, you know, really good when I was little, maybe not so good when I was 13, 14, because I didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always wanted to go somewhere else.
So it's like you got married, you came here, and then when was Martin and Nikki, then when were they born? Was it a year after you arrived, or 2 years?
No,
was
Martin was born in 1980 and I came in 77. So.
77.
And I worked first when I came here. I got a job at a hotel at the front desk, and then I got a job in an old folks home and worked the night shift there, and I was also going taking courses and being pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then I took a bit of time off after I had Martin. And with Martin, I kind of started out speaking to him in German,
mm-hmm.
a bit, and he did pick it up. But then when I had two kids and I got busier at school, then I had nobody else to speak German with, so we kind of let it slide. And so my kids didn't really grow up speaking German. I mean, you took some classes later on, but as kids, they pretty well grew up speaking English.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find when you came here, I mean, you said you didn't have anyone to speak German with, you sort of were no longer part of that culture, you didn't have German
speaking
friends.
I didn't have any
or...
need to, if that makes any sense. It's just the means of communication. You know, it's just a language, so I didn't have the need to be immersed in German culture here because I wasn't really there either, you know. And German culture at the time pretty well was a mix of international things. It wasn't, there wasn't such a thing as a, or there was, but it was usually a certain kind of person that, you know, liked Schlager or Blasmusik or, and I didn't really associate with that.
So who did you meet when you came here? Who were your friends? And
We had mostly friends of Rob's that, and their girlfriends like Victor and Cindy and Chris and Dorothy, and it seems so long ago. And people at work, you know, but it sort of changed over time.